Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Patrick Mahomes led another Chiefs game-winning drive yesterday, hitting Travis Kelce for his third touchdown of the game with just 31 seconds left. Talk about clutch. Mahomes finishes with 329 passing yards plus those three touchdowns and a 30-27 win over the Chargers. Shannon, your turn to gloat. Is Pat Mahomes running away with this MVP race?
Is his MVP to lose? I told Skip about 3 weeks ago. I said I picked him at the beginning of the season, and I think you probably should. It's like Tiger of the field. And anytime Tiger went to a tournament, it's like, okay, I take Tiger, because Tiger was just that much better than everybody else that was golfing at the time. Patrick Mahomes is just the best quarterback in football. The things that he can do, the way he can throw the football, and I said this year, it's going to look different than in years past because he doesn't have the most dynamic playmaker at the wide receiver position in Tyreek. They're not going to be 70-yard touchdowns. They're not going to be no 50, 60-yard bombs over your head. It's going to be more methodical. And he said it to be – he said, I'm sorry, fantasy owners, but it's going to probably be a different guy every week with the exception of that big tight end. Because he said last night on air, Skip, he says, if Kelce got one-on-one, I'm going to give him the look. And then after that, we're going to play football and everybody else is going to go according to who gets open first. Mm. But you look at what he did. Skip, they were down. He gets the ball back with 1:46 on the clock. They go 75 yards. He goes 4 or 5 for 64 yards. He had a couple of runs in there. They go two-man. They go 22 trail, two-man, split the field. He like, oh, y'all left all that area open? And he takes off running. What do you say? And the thing is that when Mahomes lose, what people doesn't do like somebody else I know, we didn't mention that he played without Juju. We didn't mention that he played without Mecole Hardman. That Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes out during the game. Kadarius Toney goes out during the game. They're down to their 6th, 7th, and 8th DBs playing. All he does is like, whomever's out here, let me go get it done. Mm. We didn't mention, well, he didn't have Mike Evans. He didn't have Chris Godwin. No Gronk. No AB. He didn't do it. Running the football? Well, if he had a running game, last night, Pacheco, the first 100-yard rush game for the Chiefs since week 4 of last year. Mm. So he's doing it without a running game.
Well, not last night. That was a big running game.
He leads the league in passing touchdowns, 28. He leads the league in passing yards, 3,265. Average 326 yards passing per game. He's second in QBR. It's his to lose. Mm. Now, I know somebody's talking about, oh, he's having a great year. Somebody got 10, 15 more passes, and 16 fewer touchdowns. I ain't going to call the guy's name, but I think y'all know who he is. Mm. But he got a great touchdown interception ratio. All those passes ain't got but 12. Mm. This man got 16 more touchdowns. Mm. Probably another 300-400 more passing yards. Mm. Is his MVP to lose currently?
Mm. Says Shannon Sharp, who loves him some Mahomes boy.
Who do you got the MVP?
It's not even close. It's Jalen Hurts. I can't do it on any number except one big number. There's one big glaring number that you can't defend. Kansas City is now 8-2.
Yes.
And Philadelphia is now 9-1.
Skip, you're making it seem
nine and one.
You're making it seem like Patrick Mahomes is 3-5.
Mm.
He's not. Look at the numbers. They're not even close. Look at the passing yard. Okay, put in his runs with it. I want you to tally his runs up with his passing, and they can't touch Mahomes. Mm. Put his rush yards in there with his passing yards, and they can't but touch Mahomes.
All I know is that yesterday at Indianapolis against a Jeff Saturday-turned-Sunday team that just looks different to me. It is playing much higher level. It's a much happier level. It just looks like it's reinvigorated.
Right.
Philly was dead to rights in trouble. They're trailing by 10 going to the fourth quarter. No Philly team has ever come back, or not ever, has not come back from a double-digit deficit going to the fourth quarter in 12 years. Not one time in 12 years has Philly done what Jalen Hurts did yesterday against a suddenly hot, rejuvenated Indianapolis Colts team.
Okay.
And in the fourth quarter, Jalen Hurts was superb, and he made all the plays he had to make. He threw it for 36. He ran it for 49. He threw it for one touchdown pass. He ran it for another touchdown. If we could see what he did at the end of the game, this was the play, was the quarterback draw that won the game. And they called it, and he ran it, and the heavens just opened up, and he high-stepped right into the end zone. That's who he is. That's what he is. He is the leader. He is the playmaker. He is the driving force of an entire football team. He has changed the whole culture on the fly and gotten them to 9-1. And I'm going to defend him, because the one loss was definitely not his fault. Because you remember what happened against Washington, it was on Monday night. He hits AJ Brown right in the hands with a ball that he juggles up into an interception.
Right.
Well, you can't throw it any better than that. And then you recall the uncalled face mask on Goddard, in which he fumbles the ball away.
Well, they got away with last night because the guy face masked Matt Ryan.
He did.
And they called it, or they'd have lost that game.
That is true. And then you remember what Quez Watkins did. A throw is going to hit him right in the breadbasket, and he decides to go down and slide to catch it just to make sure he wraps it up when he could have caught it in stride and still be running for a touchdown.
Right.
And it cost them, because not only did he catch it and go down with it, but he got stripped from behind.
Correct.
Okay, so those are the three plays that cost Philly its one game, and none of them had anything to do with Jalen Hurts. To me, just on pure eye test value, he is slightly more valuable than Patrick Mahomes.
Skip.
Okay, now you tell me it's not even close. So speaking of at Indianapolis, how did the game end at Indianapolis for Kansas City? How did it end? Well, you're driving for the winning field goal. If I could see this, it's first and 10 at the Indy 46 with 8 seconds left. You got a chance just you need one more throw to set up the walk-off field goal, right? And he double clutches and throws it, and that's the end of it.
I'm just make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
See, there's the field goal line, and he throws it across the field goal line, and it's intercepted.
So Jalen Hurts doesn't have any turnovers.
Well, he does, but he hadn't lost a game with them. The game.
Does it matter if you lose? They lost to Washington.
Okay, but that's choke city at Indianapolis when they weren't very good.
Skip. 28 touchdowns. Nobody is close. I tell you what. This is what I'm willing to do right now. I guarantee you, if Patrick Mahomes stays right where he is and Jalen Hurts wins out, I'll bet you 1,000 cases to do he won't win MVP.
I don't have a vote, so I can't help that. I can't control that.
Even if you had a vote.
It'll just be flat out wrong. If you're just going on numbers, you're wrong.
Skip, you know my numbers. The guy's lost 2 games. You make it seem like he's lost 6.
Thank you for bringing up the other loss. It was at home to Buffalo. And how did it happen? Well, Patrick's got late in the first quarter. He's got 3rd and goal at the 9-yard line. And he goes Harlem Globetrotter. Let me just see. Andy lets me do anything. I can get away with just about anything, including that. That's as careless as an interception as you will ever throw.
Yes.
And it cost them seizing control of the football game because it's 3rd and goal.
So what about last night?
Wait. I'm not finished. It's my turn. So then this game against Buffalo, it comes down to 1st and 10 at the 30, and you got a chance. You're down 24-20, so you got to do what you did last night against Buffalo. This is 56 seconds left, and how does the game end? It ended this way, with a little sidearm fling, and it got picked. And
Skip,
you
made a
didn't
great
do
play.
It. You didn't
Skip,
do it.
Skip,
you didn't
so,
do it.
I was about to hear you. So
that's just a bad idea.
So
it's
let me
vintage careless Patrick.
So
Mahomes.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. So every quarterback, Tom Brady, every time he's been in a game-winning situation, he's won.
We're talking about MVP, and you said he's running away with it. I think he just came back to the pack with those two throws.
Skip. You talking about the thing that happened 3-4 weeks ago. We're talking about now.
Well, it counts in body of work.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
What
have
you
done,
Skip?
You can't have just last night. You got to have the body of work.
What's the likelihood?
You can't win MVP just on one night
no,
game.
Skip, so he had 28 touchdowns in one night? He got 3,200 yards in one night? So a man's going to throw for 5,200. He's on pace to break the record for passing yards in a season. And he's on pace to throw for 50 touchdowns. And you think somebody's going to win the MVP over there?
Choke. I got 2 big chokes at the end of the game.
Yeah.
2 big chokes. Yeah. I'm sorry. You can't defend it.
There's nothing to defend.
You can't sweep it under your carpet.
I'm not trying to, but you can't sweep 28 touchdowns. You can't sweep 3,200 yards. You can't sweep the number 2 QBR. You can't sweep the 326 passing yards. You can't sweep on the big stage. What did he do last night?
You can't sweep 9-1 under the carpet.
Skip, he's 8-2.
Maybe it wasn't a night game, but what he did at Indianapolis against Jeff Sunday, whew,
Skip,
that was spectacular.
So let me ask you a question.
Quarter.
Who's the better quarterback right now, Justin Herbert or Matt Ryan?
Mm.
Who has a better offense?
No, I'm not sure about that. I'm not the biggest Justin Herbert.
You ain't got to be. But the man, Skip, come on now.
By the way, you did pick them to get to the Super Bowl. I'm just
Skip,
not seeing it.
But here's the thing, and we're about to talk about this. You're not sure about Justin Herbert, but you stand on the table for Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for just a second.
Well, I'm just not sure about Justin Herbert.
So, but you're sure about Baker?
No, I'm not sure. I just think he's in a terrible situation right now.
I was sure
about him in Cleveland.
This is what we know. Normal, terrible people find themselves in terrible situations. Mm-hmm. See, that's what happens.
No, is it? I don't think that happens.
Right here. The numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. Don't lie.
It's Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Your eyes are lying because you don't have any objectivity.
I told you in 2016. I told you in 2016 who's going to win the MVP. I told you the last 2 years at the midway point who's going to win the MVP.
Mm.
You need to trust. You're the Hall of Famer. Trust the Hall of Fame on this one, okay?
Mm.
Trust the Hall of Fame on this one.
Mm, I don't.
Okay.
I don't trust you at all because Jalen Hurts, you're doing a big disservice to an enormous achievement
Skip,
that he's pulling off
Skip,
in Philadelphia.
He's doing, Skip, he's
You
doing,
never liked him.
No, Skip, he's playing well, but he's
well?
Not the MVP.
Oh, come on.
He's not, it's not close.
Value? This is value.
Skip, the man took Skip. They added A.J. Brown.
Mm.
They took away Tyreek.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still leading the league in every passing category.
And he's got the greatest receiving tight end I've ever seen.
But let me ask you a question.
Whew.
Why didn't you make that argument when Brady had Gronk for 10 years? You never said anything about Brady had the greatest receiving tight end in history.
No, I did.
You talk about that's Brady.
Constantly.
That's Brady. Ping, ping, ping. He did ping, ping, ping to Sky Moore. He's throwing to Valdez-Scantling. You remember the guy that you said was a guy? Justin Watson, he's turned him into a serviceable receiver when Tom Brady didn't have use for him.
Because he has Jason Kelce, or Travis Kelce at tight end. That's how he does
Skip,
it.
But see, that's the thing that I have, is that you try to discount everything that Patrick Mahomes does by saying he has this. You never did that for Brady when he had Randy Moss.
It isn't about Brady.
Yes, but it's about what you try to do to discount.
Come on, Brady's won 7 Super Bowls. This guy was lucky to win one.
How many,
he was lucky because he got to play Jimmy Gagg.
How many he won without Gronk? Was Gronk there for any of those Super Bowls?
Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl, late third quarter, he throws an interception, early fourth quarter interception. They're dead to rights. And Jimmy Gagg.
Skip. Did you not Tom Brady? Tom Brady threw a pick six. It's not. I thought you said the game is not over till the sound goes. So he throws a pick six, but he came back and won. You didn't say, oh, look at that pick six that he threw. He almost lost in the game.
Mm.
Okay. Did he lose the game? Yes or no?
No, he didn't. But then he lost to Brady head-to-head in the Super Bowl.
And what he just destroyed Brady.
Mm.
He just destroyed him.
Mm. Not when it counts.
Oh, so these games don't count?
Well, they count, but I like the other ones. Brady beat him in his house.
I love the passion, guys.
Beat him twice
in
his house.
But I got to jump in here. You got to leave this one here. We got to go. We got to talk about the other end of the spectrum still this morning. Baker Mayfield, guys. He threw for just under 200 yards in his return as the Panthers' starting QB yesterday. And it got uglier from there. He also threw 2 interceptions, a 13-3 loss to the Ravens. Shannon, I'm a little scared to get your answer, but give a letter grade for Baker Mayfield's performance yesterday.
F. It's
F?
Clear. Baker Mayfield
what
is
game
a guy.
Did you watch?
I don't care how long you talk about him. All you can do, you can't talk about anything. You got one quarter this year. That's all you talk about.
Mm.
You can go back and talk about the 11 games, but you can't tell me anything about this year, and we're talking about now. It's clearly he's not the guy. He's an answer. But all you wanted to talk about last week, he came off the bench. Did you see him come off the bench and score 3 touchdowns? He got an opportunity to start the game.
Mm.
How did he look?
Mm.
How did he look?
Good question. Is it my turn?
21-33, 196, 2 INTs.
Mm.
He finished with a QBR of 20.4. But you know what, Skip? Let that sink in for just a second, ladies and gentlemen. He finished with a QBR of 20.4, which is slightly better than the 15.3 he possessed over the first 5 games. Here's what the tape says. The tape says he's dead last in QBR. 17.8.
We're talking about yesterday. How did he look yesterday?
No,
he gets an F?
No. Let me. I got the floor. Because all you do is bring up those 11 games. All you do is go back to talk about when he was a rookie and won 7 games. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about because I got the floor. Baker Mayfield is dead last in 2022 in QBR.
Blah, blah,
he's
blah.
Dead last. I don't blah, care. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah.
He's 57.8. He's 30-30 blah, completion blah, percentage. Blah. You going to let me talk? Because that's what you do.
If you'll stay on point on question.
You never stay on point.
Okay. I'm about to stay on point.
You're not going to get on point until I'm done talking.
Okay, all right.
That's right.
Spew all your hate.
I'm going to spew it all.
Your Baker hate. Spew it.
17.8. Because all you talk about, you're uncertain about Justin Herbert. But you get on the floor for this clown. He's a bum. He's trash. And you know it. And every time you bring him up, I'm going to let the world know exactly what he is.
Oh, you have four Twitter followers.
Don't worry about it. Hold on.
Okay.
You talk about Twitter, and we come out here and discuss topics that you tweeted.
Okay.
So don't give me about that Twitter stuff. You can talk about my followers all you want. But I got the dead to right. And you see how he do America? He talk about my Twitter followers. That's what I know. I got it. And I'm going to continue to go.
Right.
He's 187.
Tell me when it's my turn.
It's not your turn.
Okay.
He's Pro Football Focus
blah,
got it graded.
Blah, blah,
37%.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, go ahead.
Blah, blah, blah. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you. Whew, finally. All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
No, we're going to do this.
I didn't do it
yes,
for the
did.
First 8 minutes you talked.
The fact of the matter
is
you did.
The first 8 minutes
so
you talked. I'm going to stay on context.
No, you're
here.
Not. No,
I'm
going to
keep it on the game.
I'm going to interrupt you like you did me. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's go to the next topic.
Okay, then. Let's go.
All right.
Because you ain't going to do it. You will let me talk like I let you talk.
I let you talk for
no,
8 freaking minutes.
All you do is go back to talk about 2016. You talk about the 11 games. You never stay on topic.
I'm trying to talk about yesterday. Do I get to talk about yesterday?
When I try to talk about you, hold on. So why do you keep bringing up the 2016
games? Is it my turn or not? I'm going to talk about yesterday. That's the question at hand. And you're going to have a hard time because I got you.
What? Got what?
Okay. You repicked your Super Bowl. You originally had Rams versus Chargers, and you repicked to the Ravens.
Talk about yesterday.
They're playing yesterday.
Okay, no.
Wait a second. It's the Ravens you picked to go win the Super Bowl right here, right now. They're coming off a bye week. They're at home against a Baker Mayfield who had not played for five games, had not started a game for 5 games except for the mop-up that he came in against Cincinnati in the second half when he led three touchdown drives. Okay, so what did we have yesterday? We had high wind in Baltimore because what's Lamar's QBR? What was it?
Better than
Baker.
It was
24-20. 24-20. What did the great Bill Walsh teach me again and again and again? What did he say? I'll take rain over wind any day or any night. You can't throw the football in the wind. It's virtually impossible. You can throw it in the rain. You can catch it in the rain. But you can't throw it in the wind. And it was high gusting wind chill wind that made it virtually impossible, especially when you were going
to. Is Baker a guy or not?
Okay, so it's my turn. So here's what Baker Mayfield did yesterday.
Nothing.
So here we go into the third quarter, shall we? And we've got an opening series in the third quarter, 10:40 left. It's second 9 at the 47. And I thought, well, here we go, because it's still 3-3 at this point. 3-3, Baker versus Lamar. And he throws it to DJ Moore, and I'm thinking, boy, that's a gunshot. Hits him right in the hands, and he dropped it. That's a second 9 play. And he comes right back and says, okay, if you don't want to do it, I'll throw it to Terrace Marshall. And on 3rd and 9 from the 47, he throws it to Terrace Marshall, if we could see this, for 28 yards. And I said, uh-oh, here he comes. Boy, that was a good throw, right into the wind.
Yeah.
This is going into the wind.
Okay.
Okay. So now he gets all the way down to 2nd and 13 at the Baltimore 18-yard line. This is 8:57 less than the third quarter. This throw would have made it 10-3. Visiting team, Carolina. Here it is. Here's the throw to Terrace Marshall in the end zone from Baker Mayfield, who's trash, garbage.
He is.
Hits him right in the hands for the 10-3 touchdown to lead the potential Super Bowl Ravens. Hit him right in the hands. That's to go 10-3 up mid-third quarter.
Okay.
What are you going to do with that, Hall of Famer? I'd say, and you gave him an F
hold
for
on.
That? You
but,
gave him an F?
But hold on. Time out.
Huh.
I'm trying to figure out.
Interesting.
He throws the ball into the wind to Terrace Marshall. And the first thing that you brought up in your soliloquy when you talked about the wind. So how did he complete a pass in the wind?
It's hard, man. It's high degree of difficulty, and he pulled it off, and it's Terrace Marshall, his hottest receiver, right in the hands, and he gags it. They're going to be up 10-3. They're going to be in charge. They're going to have all the momentum. And then finally, they get the ball back and they're only down 10-3. And he hits Shy Smith. We could see it early in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He hits him and the ball's bobbled up in the wind. And here it goes. And he loses the football because he can't secure it. And this is ball game. So he hits Shai Smith and whoops, gone. And that's it. So it's all Baker's fault. He gets an F for that. So Thank you very much.
So what am I going to do about these two interceptions? Okay. So whose fault was the interception?
Late in the game.
No. Okay. Hold on. Do we got those? What interceptions?
Well, you could ask for them. You can ask for anything you want on the show.
I don't need to ask for it. Okay. Because everybody know he's trash.
No.
I don't need to ask for that.
Marlon Humphrey made a great play on the first one. He just beat the receiver.
No.
Shai Smith again. It's Shai Smith.
Not Shai Smith.
Yeah. Well,
not Shai Smith. So why are you throwing in the ball?
Okay. He threw in the ball, and it got picked. And then the late one. How many balls did he get batted down at the line of scrimmage? He had like 9 against San Francisco that day when you were all over him.
Okay.
He had none until the end. Last series, ball gets popped up in the air, and it's just bad luck. It goes right over to a Raven defensive lineman.
Boy,
that's right. You know what? I saw a B from Baker. B is in Baker yesterday. Silly me. And you give him an F.
Yeah,
that's just straight hate.
Yeah, you got a B.
You have no objectivity whatsoever.
You got a B, but you left the UM off. Because that's what he played like yesterday, and that's what he's been like this year.
Yeah.
Steve Wilks after the game says, too early to name a starter. Mm-hmm. If Baker Mayfield was that guy, why won't Steve Wilks name him as a starter?
Ladies and gentlemen, when Baker Mayfield had an actual football team.
No, we're not doing that.
We're talking about Baltimore when he was a Brown. He threw for 376.
We're not doing that.
343.
You said we could not bring up anything.
342 and 342.
2022.
He averaged 350 yards passing. But he's just a bum. He's just a guy.
You just said.
Interesting.
Hold on.
Interesting.
You just said I couldn't bring up anything about the past. Now you bring up the past because that's all you got.
So, Baker Mayfield
put on
such a show when he was a rookie that Shannon Sharpe was driving his bandwagon. He's garbage. No, he's shaking Baker. You're at the head of the class. You're saying that he's going to be a
superstar. The man threw the ball 33 times and didn't have 200 yards. He had 2 interceptions. So whose fault is that? Those interceptions, you blame. It's always when Baker Mayfield plays bad, which is often, which is damn near all the time. It's always, it's the Carolina, they're terrible. They got E. Smith. They got this guy. They got that guy. Everybody else, you downgrade Mahomes. You downgrade Dak. But you prop this bum up on the pedestal. He's terrible. You know it. Everybody knows it.
Not everybody. Maybe your Twitter followers.
Don't worry about my Twitter followers.
Not mine.
The same Twitter followers that we come out here and talk about subjects that you tweet. So if Twitter is nothing, why are we talking about subjects that you tweet about?
Well, I tweet about what's hot.
Who says? You? Who said it's hot?
Well, you could, would you like to pick the topics? You can pick them any day you want.
I'm trying to talk about who says they're hot because you tweeted them, they're hot.
Okay. Well, no, I tweet them because they are hot.
Who said?
Was the Cowboy game hot yesterday?
Wow, you really went on a limb and tweeted that? I'm talking about what makes your tweet become on Twitter because you tweeted it?
What are you talking about?
What makes it hot because you tweeted it?
I just tweet about the hottest games. You don't?
I tweet about everybody. I watch all the games, and if somebody does something bad, I say that. Somebody does something good, I say that. Not just necessarily Dallas, not just necessarily Mahomes.
Okay, well, you disagree with our subject list here?
No, Skip.
Skip. You can do it.
All I'm saying.
I get up at 2:00 in the morning to put this together.
All I'm saying is that you say Twitter. You talk about my Twitter followers, but you on the same Twitter.
You keep throwing back at me. They say you're this and you're that.
You quick to say you only got 2 Twitter followers.
No, I don't.
You're
responding to 2 Twitter followers.
What difference does it matter? You don't respond. I do. Okay. You're a good guy. You're great. That's fine. That's you.
Okay. But again, Baker Mayfield had runs in Cleveland when he was really
good.
What
did that have to do with this year? You said we were talking about this year.
This team is power ranked 30th right now.
And he's power ranked 37th.
Okay.
So he should be on Oklahoma State. He should be in college with his power ranking.
Okay, but what did you think was going to happen yesterday? I said, give me the 13 points, and you wouldn't do it. And you know what? You made a good move because you would have lost 5 cases of Diet Dew.
Because I said that is a lot of points. I said, if you're so sure in Baker, pick him to win the game, and you wouldn't.
I told you, you can't. You picked them to win the Super Bowl.
They didn't win it.
Okay.
Are they the Super Bowl champs? Are they defending champs?
Who?
Baltimore. If Baker is what you said, why didn't he win the game? Can he do better than 2 interceptions?
That was late. That was when the game was decided.
Oh, so the game was decided.
Yeah.
Now when people...
I just showed you. He throws a ball that puts him up 10-3 mid-third quarter.
You didn't say that last week when he got those 3 touchdowns. The game was decided. You came out here rooting and raving about what he did in my foot when the game was decided.
All I know is he's way better than Sam Darnold, who you loved coming out of the draft.
He's
That's
way
all
better.
I know. So you were wrong. I was right.
How are you wrong? You, Skip, you wrong all the time. You talk about Spencer Rattler was going to be the next great line of Oklahoma.
Spencer Rattler?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
What are you talking about?
Skip, I can go back.
He was the number one recruit in the whole freaking country.
And he, was, and he flamed out.
What are you talking about? I never defended him.
Yes, you did.
That's baloney.
You
That's a lie.
You are another one.
Hey, you
another
what? One. You know what? That's a lie. Did one of your Twitter followers
No,
Twitter.
Hey.
No, seriously.
Stop blaming on Twitter.
How do you know?
You defended Spencer Rattler and told me he was going to win the Heisman.
You don't follow me on Twitter.
No,
how do you know?
Well,
then how do you know?
You also said Josh Freeman was going to be better than Cam Newton.
Okay, what is this from Twitter?
No, see, there you go. See, the thing is that I don't bring up all the times that you're wrong. But every time I say something wrong, you're the Hall of Famer.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's do a topic tomorrow, all the times I'm right, because I'm 90% right on quarterbacks. So let's do all the times you've been wrong about quarterbacks.
You're not 90.
You want to do it?
Skip,
you
want to
do
gentlemen.
It? I dare you. You
can't pick no quarterback for real.
Are you kidding
guys?
Me?
Skip,
I'm fucking sensational.
Whistle.
You picked Tom Brady. Did you pick Tom
no,
Brady coming out of college?
No, I did not.
Okay, then.
But you
quit. I picked
all
Tom
right,
Brady.
Guys.
I picked Tom.
I'm going to save you from yourselves.
Good.
Somebody needs to
save
get you to stop
him.
Taking shots of Diet Dew in the commercial break. Y'all are on fire today. But we got to move on and talk about your Cowboys, Skip, Tony Pollard.
Yeah,
you
less.
Think he's a better version of Saquon Barkley?
Absolutely.
That's coming up next,
over
and you
an
do
hour.
Not want to miss Skip's take. Saquon Barkley has been averaging over 100 scrimmage yards a game this season to go along with 6 touchdowns. And then down in Dallas, Tony Pollard broke out yesterday, 189 total yards and 2 touchdowns in the Cowboys' huge win. Shannon, these two face off on Thanksgiving Day on the NFL on Fox. Who would you rather have, Saquon or Pollard?
Saquon. Can you imagine Saquon Barkley in this offense? How effective do you think Tony Pollard would be if he ran behind the Giants' offensive line? Pro Football Focus said the Cowboys have a top 10 offensive line. They say the Giants is ranked 31st. That's the second worst offensive line. Saquon averages 21 rush attempts a game, which is second to Derrick Henry. Pollard, Skip, this is what Skip Pete, the running back coach, Tony Pollard, he said he played just 30 plays. I think that's his max because the juice doesn't become the same. He's not as quick. He's not as fast. When he got that 54-yard run on 31, as soon as he got to the sideline, he said, Coach, I'm done. Done for the game. I've got no more.
That was after the Bears game.
No, that was after the run. That's what he said.
But I'm saying those comments came from after the Bears game,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. He said, backs like Pollard always going to have bigger average and make more explosive plays. But at the end of the day, when you get into certain games, the race car can't handle that punishment because it gets worn down and runs out of gas. What I've been trying to explain to you, use that explosiveness. Let him be your race car. Let Zeke be the pickup truck. Let him do the haul the stuff. Let Zeke get the tough, grimy yards. And then Tony Pollard, when they geared up to stop Zeke, let him hit a crease and hit his head on the goalpost. So, no, Saquon, man, can you imagine Saquon with that speed? You said Saquon, he has 150 yards and one of them came on a 70-yarder. Imagine Saquon running behind, I ain't even got to say, it got to be Dallas. Just let him run behind a decent offensive line and a quarterback. Daniel Jones has played better, but Daniel Jones is not a top-tier quarterback. Put Saquon in a system that has a decent offensive line and a decent quarterback and watch what he does. He's a bigger, better version of what you're seeing Tony Pollard do.
Mm. I can't tell you how much I disagree with everything you just said. My eyes keep telling me that I'll take Tony Pollard over Saquon because Saquon I watch closely and he'll hit a home run every game, but he has a lot of none-yard runs, a lot of one-yard runs that Tony Pollard doesn't have. You even said earlier in the show, you're shocked at how effective he can run between the tackles
yes.
because he's shifty, he's slippery, and he runs stronger because he runs lower than you think. He can get very low in the hole and he's hard to get a hold of. I'm not saying he's Emmitt Smith, but in a way like Emmitt was, where he just ducks and darts, and all of a sudden he just bursts into the secondary. You say, where'd he come from? Well, you couldn't get him down between the tackles because he slithered through you.
Right.
He's hard to get a hold of between the tackles. And then, to me, he's been criminally underutilized because, responding to Skip Pete, The point is, well, what if you ever let him play his way into shape? Because he doesn't play that much. Zeke is still going to get the bulk of the touches.
But, Skip, but here's the thing. They're using in an effective manner. They're saying we can get more playing him. But now, given that, Skip, he's not going to be as effective. Now those big home runs are not going to be there because you worn him down.
Okay, yet all the numbers scream that Pollard hits more home runs than Barkley does because all of his yards per rush are much higher. His yards per reception, way higher. Almost, it's 11.6 to 6.8 because every time he catches the ball out of the backfield, he just breaks it.
Yeah.
He is hard to contain because his acceleration, to me, is better than Barkley's acceleration.
No man cannot run Barkley. Barkley ran 4.3, Skip.
Okay.
At 230 pounds?
Okay. I'm telling you, not combine speed. I'm talking about football underarm. Tony Pollard is hellacious hard to catch. And all I know is if we could see a bunch of, I think we're showing them now, but I think we put together just a string of his breakaways going all the way back to the Cincinnati game. Cincinnati, I got a 46-yarder after a catch. Can we just bang these out real quick? You could just see it's just game after game after game. Oh, it's a toss play. And he just escapes, and all of a sudden he's just running by people. And he's running by. That was down at the one-yard line. And then up at the Giants, we got one where he just escaped. And all of a sudden he just – Is he gone? He's just running between people. And then we got the one against the Rams for 57 yards where he just squirts through and all of a sudden he's just off to the races and it looks like he's going to be caught and it looks like he's going to be caught and he's not caught. And then we got another one against the Bears. This is the one that Skip Pete is talking about. This is the one where he said he's done. This is a 54-yarder. And then we got the 68-yard catch, obviously, yesterday. So again, it's game after game after game. And I'm looking at Barkley has touched the ball 244 times. Pollard's only 139. So he's like, it's almost 100. It's 100-plus fewer touches. And I just say, what if you did use him more? How do you know? The truth is neither of us really know. Skip, you can't project
that says that if he has this, if you gave him that, it would be so much more. Because it's, at some point, it's a diminished return. You can't say because Derrick Henry had 100 yards in the first quarter, if we just keep getting that, he's going to have 400 yards for the game.
Okay.
It doesn't work like that.
Okay. I told you, when I watched him at Memphis, he caught it even better than he ran it. And they lined him up in the slot, it seemed like every other play.
But Skip, you remember his rookie year, I think Saquon caught like 80 balls.
Okay.
Saquon can catch the ball. But you have to understand, Skip, look at the offensive line that he's operating behind, and look at what Pollard is operating behind.
Okay, but much of the year, some of that offensive line has been in question because you started a rookie left tackle,
yes,
obviously, and just some guy at left guard and some guy at center.
The Giants' offensive line has always been in question.
All right.
At no point in time do we say the Giants got a very good offensive line. Like we've seen the Cowboys' offensive line start to round into shape. They're running the football a lot better. They're being able to protect Dak a lot better. With Saquon, you've seen Saquon get a step, put the peace sign up before he even gets to the safety and gone. We know Saquon can go 60, 70 yards. Mm. But it gets harder and harder to go 80 yards on carry 27 as opposed to carry 6 or carry 8.
Okay. What was the beauty of yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys? They ran it 40 times.
Yes.
And threw it only 25 times.
Yes.
That's the magic formula,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, because I look back at the losses on Thanksgiving. They've lost 3 straight games on Thanksgiving and 2 of them Dak games. There was Dak against Buffalo.
Right.
And then obviously Dak last year in the overtime loss to the Raiders. And both times it was way pass heavy.
Right.
It was almost 50 passes a game to 20 runs.
Right.
So it was completely out of balance. This is the magic formula featuring 20. And if you want to blend in a little bit or 21, that's fine.
Well, Skip, he got 21 touches. You said you wanted to have 20 touches.
I did.
They gave him 21.
Yeah, I said I could even live with 25 touches because I could live. Well, okay, he and Zeke got the same carry.
That's
15
okay.
15 to 15.
Do you like
this? Look at what happened in those 15 carries. One guy goes for 42 and the other guy goes for, what was it, 90, right?
80.
80.
Do you like the explosiveness? Yes or no?
Explosiveness of what?
From Tony Pollard.
Do I like it?
Yes.
Well, sure.
Okay. Don't change a thing. Because they're not going to give him more carries. He's able to stay. Skip said, hey, 30 total plays is his max. So even if he doesn't catch the ball or run the ball, just 30 total plays. He got 21 when he touched the ball.
Okay, but maybe you're underestimating what would happen.
Skip, I think we should probably go with the guys that see the guy every day, watch him, see him, what he does. I think we probably should go with him. I think we should go with Skip on this one.
I'm going to go with this Skip on this one.
No.
I'm going to skip. We go with the other Skip. Between these two. Yeah. Thanksgiving Day.
No, that ain't no fair matchup. He's going against the Cowboys
great job,
defense.
Guys.